Hey, welcome to Vikings Game Plan into the Pittsburgh Steelers game. I'm Paul Allen from the TCO Performance Studios, joined by Rick Spielman, General Manager for the Minnesota Vikings. Welcome to the show and congratulations on the Saints win.
Thank you.
Sam Bradford had a spectacular game in that Saints victory. What do you like about Sam's development?
Well, what you've seen this year, Sam had a full offseason. He understands the offense. One thing that people don't know is he made a lot of great checks to get into and out of plays during the game last night. And some of those passes down the field, he recognized what the coverage was.
Bradford back to pass. Fires left. Rudolph there. Caught at the goal line. Touchdown!
Got out of a potential run to go to the passing play. And a lot of times, if the pass wasn't there, he checked to a run. So he's just more comfortable in the offense, has a complete understanding of the scheme, and him working with Pat Shurmur, they know each other very well, and hopefully that'll be a great combination for us going forward.
Dalvin Cook, the rookie from Florida State, also had a fantastic debut at U.S. Bank Stadium against the New Orleans Saints.
Hand off Dalvin Cook on 37, and he's around the right side to the 40, 30, 25, and he's wrestled out of bounds.
When you traded up to get Dalvin, what were some traits you liked then that you especially like now?
Probably the things that you saw last night. Mm-hmm. I think the way his vision, his speed to get outside and get the edge, his ability to get yards after contact. One thing that that showed up last night was his ability to pick up the blitz, which is huge for a rookie running back to understand what's going on up front and how to make those adjustments.
The center, Pat Elflein from Ohio State, played in some very big games for the Buckeyes, including winning a national championship. When you went back and critically analyzed the victory over the Saints, how did Pat handle his debut?
From a mental standpoint, did excellent. For a rookie to line up at that position, who's got to make all the protection calls, and I know Sam helps him if it's needed, but very physical as a run blocker, did excellent in pass protection last night. But the one thing that really stood out was when you see him downfield on those screens. He's a great athlete in space, and a lot of our offensive linemen, one of the things that we want to hone in on is the ability to get at the second level and sustain blocks, and Pat filled all those boxes last night.
Rick had three undrafted guys, Collins, Bauer, and Wilson, make the final 53. When you analyze preseason performances for the fans, preseason games may not be the most exciting in the world, but for somebody like you, a general manager, and those three, they're huge, right?
No, they're very exciting for me, and it's an opportunity to get to see some of these young guys. You get to evaluate them through the OTAs, through the mini camp. You see them through training camp, but to actually see them in game action. And you try to make that determination whether the game, when the lights come on, is the game too big for them yet? And all those three played very well in the preseason. And I know one of the things that I wanted to emphasize as we got out of the draft was go after those top free agents. And I think our scouts did an unbelievable job doing that.
Wide receiver Adam Thielen's road to full-time play has been a tumultuous road. He's had to wait a while. He went through special teams, the practice squad. But now, seemingly, he has arrived. He had a huge game against the New Orleans Saints.
Bradford steps up, fires right. Thielen wide open again. He's just murdering them.
How far has Adam come from when he started as a receiver to where he is now?
Well, you know, he's one of those success stories. Came out of Mankato State. No one signed him after the draft. We invited him to our rookie mini camp, showed up and performed there, and then the rest has been history. His first year, he was kind of on practice squad, made his mark on special teams. He's just a good football player. Last year, got on the map as a receiver. And as you seen last night, it just carried over from how he was playing at the end of last season.
The Vikings defensive line is one of the deepest, strongest, and fastest in the National Football League. When you constructed that, when you assembled this defensive line, how does that complement the rest of one of the best defenses in the NFL?
Well, I think when you can get pressure on the quarterback, and last night, you know, I don't think Coach Zim sent a lot of blitzes, and we were able to pressure Breeze with the four up front. Which, when you're getting pressure on a quarterback, it makes him throw the ball a lot quicker, not stand there in the pocket and pick his target out, which also helps our defensive backs down the field.
Speaking of Minnesota Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer, let's head into the locker room following the victory over the Saints and hear from the head coach.
I'm so proud of you. Yes, I'm proud of you. And all the things we talked about in the offseason, right? Inside the five-yard line, inside the red zone, third down completions. Right? They got in the red zone, they didn't score touchdowns, right? We got in the red zone, we scored touchdowns because we converted on third downs, right? Inside the 5-yard line, right? We didn't let them score on defense, right? That's Those are the things that we worked on all offseason, right? Yes, now, we got a short week. We got to get ready to go back to work, okay?
Yeah.
We got to get back to work. We got to study and prepare the same way we did last week, right? And we got to play with the same intensity and togetherness that we did last week. Well, let's go. Who's got the
I got the Hey, good win, fellas. Now it's time to get back to work. Hey, good win. Vikings on 3, 1, 2, 3.